Hey guys, and welcome to this interview. I would like to welcome my guest Julcha as well. Hi.
Hi.
So Julcha, could you please briefly introduce yourself and tell us which country are you from and why have you come to our country?
So hello to everybody. My name is Julie. I'm 23 years old and I came from Ukraine, from Transcarpathia, from Uzhhorod. It's near to Slovak border, and I've been living in the Czech Republic since 2011, so almost 10 years, and now I have two citizenship, Ukrainian and Czech.
Whoa, and why have you came here?
It's really a good question, because it wasn't my decision. It was my parents' decision, because they live there about 20 years. They work there. And when I was 14 years old, they decide that in the Czech Republic, we would have a better future, better education. And it's the best opportunity for us, for our future.
That's interesting.
And we came here.
Would you like to stay here? Or do
yes,
would you
I
like
would.
To come back?
Yes, I would, because we are happy there, and I think that Republic is a very good country for living. It's really safe.
Okay, that's nice. So, were there any cultural shock that you've encountered since you've arrived here?
To be honest, I didn't have any big culture shock, because Ukrainian and Czech people, they are Slovak. So it's like we have very much in common. But especially for me, the biggest shock was that Czech Republic is the atheistic country, atheistic country, because the religion in our family have a really big role, a really big place, and it's quite hard in the Czech Republic with this.
So you are not an atheist?
No, I'm Orthodox Christian.
All right. What about some major differences between our countries, apart from the atheism?
Maybe the Czech people eat much more meat than Ukrainian people, and drink much more beer than Ukrainian people. And in my opinion, Czech people are phlegmatic. They don't care about miserable things. But on the other hand, Ukrainian people are more, they are more hardworking. They think about future. They want to earn a lot of money, have a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And Czech people, maybe they are satisfied with life. They don't want to have much money, I think.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting.
But it's only my opinion. So.
Of course, I understand. And do you like it here?
Yes, of course. The first, because I have family there, my parents, my sister, my husband. And I can be part of the Ukrainian culture, because in the Brno we have two organizations with Ukrainian speaking people. So I can stay a part of my culture, and I can learn a new thing for me in the Czech culture. So it's really okay. But the family is very important for me, so I'm very glad that I have family there.
So you have some kind of community, Ukrainian community here?
Yes. Oh. We have meetings maybe one per month.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. One more question. If you could change one thing in our country, what would it be?
Only one.
Yeah, just first thing that came to your mind.
I really don't know in now what it can be.
Can't think of anything, like anything that bothers you here in Czech Republic. For example, the drinking or...
I don't have any problem with drinking. Maybe much little people in the Kaufland. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, like during the corona virus time.
Yeah, I think that in this time people think that they will die tomorrow and buy all these things, and I can buy bread for example.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was quite fun, but our time is up, so we're going to have to wrap this up. Thank you, Julcha, for coming and sharing all this with us, and have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you for the invitation. Bye.